Case number 9876, S&E Gallo Family Limited Partnership, intersection of Route 1 and Bridge Road, being Lot 3 and part of Lot 2 within Middlesex Beach. A variance from the landscape buffer requirement. Gentlemen, let me just explain it to the board what they're looking for. This is an overlay of an overlay zone that it's called the Combined Highway Corridor Overlay Zone. And they are required to have setbacks and buffers within that zone. Now, the setbacks are 60, okay, and a C1, and it's very specific to what it says. And the buffer zone is 20, okay, to maintain a buffer zone. And there are permitted uses within the required buffer zone, but they're looking for parking spaces, and that's not part of the permitted use in the buffer zone, okay? So they're looking for 13 parking spaces, I believe. I believe that's what it is, 13 parking spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'll do is I'll show you from an aerial exactly where that comes out, and you'll see where they're talking, and you'll look right down at the buffer zone.
If you can remember, just the same, there's a similarity to this one with, as we head down to County Bank, where we wanted to create additional
county
parking.
Bank,
the
yes.
County Bank, where we had that, yeah, we had the
almost
parking.
The same situation, right.
Because they had to come in 20 feet to create the extra parking for
That's
the
correct.
Front there with.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm Betty Gallo, representing S&E Gallo Family Partnership. Mm-hmm. And the reason...
Mrs. Gallo, excuse me for just a second. I think you need to be sworn in first.
Oh
yes.
Yeah,
okay.
I do? Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Unless you've been an attorney, too. No? Okay. State your full name and address.
Betty Gallo, 1 Marshall Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do. Thanks. We purchased this property a couple of years ago, and as with all the new zoning requirements and the buffer zone, the landscaping buffer zone has been fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it does is limit the size of the building that you can put on there.
Right.
And the Dollar General on one side of us and Long and Foster on the other do not have the landscaping buffer, and we were just asking that we would be able to do the same, that we could put a little bit larger building on it for because of the cost of the land and that type of thing. There still is some, you'll see, or at least I think you have this plan, that there is some landscaping in front of all of, do you have this or not? I thought Lawrence Lank had given a copy of it.
No.
No?
We have a copy of that.
Oh,
I can
okay.
send it down to the board if we want to look at it. I took an aerial
this,
for you.
This
okay.
is this right here.
Okay, we'll send this down.
Thank you.
is the buffer zone.
Yeah.
They want to eliminate that footprint. I thought the state owned that buffer zone.
No, 20 feet of it.
It's owned by the property.
Barney Grant, this for Long and Foster.
I'm sorry?
Did we already grant a similar variance for Long and Foster?
Yes, we have. Similar. Similar.
But not the same. No. Okay. Okay, are there any?
Portion of that, yeah.
Just before the overlay.
Yeah, that's what I think she was talking about.
But that long and those other ones, were they there before the overlay came about though?
There, you know, did they have a buffer?
No, that was required.
Right. Okay. Okay, are there any, excuse me, any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
The placement that you're asking for would be the same as Long and Foster next door?
Yes.
You wouldn't extend any further towards the highway?
No. Oh, no, we have to use the 60-foot setback.
Yeah, so. They need 60-foot. It's 60 and 20. 20
it just what it does is
60-foot setback.
It limits the size of the building you can put on because you need so much parking per square foot of building.
Bud, were the Long and Foster and the Dollar General plans already on record before the overlay zone was created?
I'm not sure of that.
Maybe we need to check that out and see them.
Okay, I can do that.
I'm pretty sure. Well, I know that Dollar General's been there forever, so I'm sure that wasn't the case.
Mm-hmm.
I really probably think that 20-foot buffer zone was not in effect when they built. I doubt it, because I think it's fairly new, isn't it? Like a year or two.
Yes, it was.
So mm-hmm. They've been there longer than that.
Okay.
When I went down to look at that, that is exactly what she's talking about, and Scallo is talking about, would be almost the same thing as Foster.
In fact, even with that, I can still can't put the size building on there that they have.
Yeah.
It's just, even with without that 20-foot buffer.
I stood at Bridge Road, yeah, and I looked
Bridge
up.
Drive.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it's on the corner. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's on the corner lot too.
It's on the corner, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
right, because I have a setback from the side yard.
Right. You have a side yard setback.
Mm-hmm. Hey, are there any further questions, Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have 25 persons in opposition that live right around that area.
Okay.
And the reason is because they think it's going to be very dangerous, and that's the reason I brought up it's on the corner. And you do have a spokesman. I think this gentleman, instead of me reading this lengthy letter, he can explain it to you.
Okay, all those that are in opposition that would like to speak, would you please come forward now so we could swear you all in at one time? Again, all those that wish to speak tonight, please come forward.
Okay. All right, we can move around here and everybody can try and place their hands on here. My goodness gracious, you don't. Okay, looks like nobody.
No, get it over there.
Oh, oh. All right, ladies first, state your full name and address.
I'm Norma Craver, and we live at 28 Bridge Road in Middlesex.
Martha Branstad, 23 Bridge Road.
David Taylor, number 1 Bridge Road.
Fred Craver, 28 Bridge Road.
Lyndon Cohey, 18 Bridge Road.
Joe Reardon, 15 Bridge Road.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Who's first?
I guess I will go first.
My name is Joe Reardon. I'm past president of Middlesex Beach and is currently a member of the board. And a couple of things. These people here, Lindy Cohey, the other one, is also a current member of the Middlesex Association Board. A little bit of concern. One, I think we're objecting to this variance, I think mainly because I assume from granting this variance you will be closing off the access to this property from Route 1. And that's a major concern of ours. Now, that's not specifically said in this variance, but that is where our concern lies, especially with traffic on Bridge Road. A second minor concern is our association was never notified of this variance. We are property owners on at least 2 sides of that property, and we were never given notification. Individual members were, especially the Bronstads, who live right in the first house, and that's how we got to know about it. I also have here, I think you've got that petition. I also have in here, if I can find my files, I sent out an email just to people on my street notifying them of this, and it was done last Tuesday. And there was 19 people on that street. I received back, here's 4 copies of 14 emails. Also, did I give it to you?
Yes.
Give it to
you. Do you
need
both copies or just one?
Just one.
Emails from the people on the street that are also adamantly opposed to this variance. And for a little background, Middlesex Beach, I don't know if you're all familiar with it, but we essentially reside between Sea Colony and South Bethany. There's roughly 230 residential properties in the community. 2/3 live on the west side, with 1/3 living on the east side. There is 15 commercial lots along there, about double the size of a residential. And what we have, let me give you, I'll have to give you something that's not professionally done, but it was best I could at this time. And it kind of tells you where the concerns are of the community.
Yeah. Right here, sir?
All of them, I'd like to give these all.
I'll pass them.
Oh, you'll pass them out?
Yes.
Give me one of them so I know what I'm talking about.
Okay, that would be good.
Yeah. What we are concerned with is, well, when you see the map there, I'll go over it a little bit. But it kind of surprised me that this much opposition arose because yesterday I heard about that petition being put out. People didn't even know about it, didn't come out from the community. Do you all have a copy of that?
Did you, bud?
I'd like to just go over that, what I'm talking about, and kind of dictate what the concerns of the community are.
Okay.
All righty.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, it's a poor schematic, but I try to give you an idea of what we're talking about. And like I said, there's 5 streets in Middlesex, the main one being Bridge Road, with Dollar General on one corner, Long and Foster, and McDonald's down the street, and then Seaside Village. Seaside Village has 3 eating establishments in it. And the main concern we have, as you'll notice, is that green line coming down through the center of the page. That is a pedestrian walkway to the beach. Predominantly children, my grandkids, adults, bicyclists, and everything else will use that road to get to the ocean side. There are also cars coming from the east, from the west side. There's 50 parking places on the ocean side for residents of that establishment. That's the only vehicular entrance to Middlesex Beach on the ocean side. You notice in there I didn't include the north-south traffic on Route 1. And at this time of the year, it is a significant impact. At the intersection there, you have people making all kinds of turns. People coming from the south, an awful lot of them want to use McDonald's. It's the only one, I think, to Ocean City. So they'll come up from Fenwick, make the left turn, go back to McDonald's. Coming from the other direction, a number of Sea County people come in, use Shoremart that's up the block up, make a U-turn. People will turn going into the beach area. All kinds of traffic at that intersection. Right now, as I told you, that main concern is that green line. And what we have put down there is actually a pedestrian. I don't know, if you were out there today, you will see at that corner, there's a pedestrian walkway. In other words, with the striped white lines along. We also have the metal post in at a regular basis so the traffic to separate the vehicular traffic from the pedestrian traffic along that green line. Am I understanding? Does everybody comprehend what I'm saying? That is the main issue that we have with that in the traffic. Because, as I said before, it is really a dodging effort. Now, DelDOT did a good job when they paved Route 1. They did put a passing across that median portion there, because a lot of times you'll get one car parked in there, two or three other ones want to cross, so they'll zip over, come up onto the pedestrian walkway, and it's dodgeball to get over. The other thing we have is a number of people on that west side have golf carts, and they're coming over. So it's a real mess in that process, Bridge Road, because it is the primary entrance to that community. The other thing now, by going through the proposed variance and why we're opposed to it, as you notice on there, it closes off the access to Route 1 and opens it onto Bridge Road. That would essentially cross over again, wipe out this walkway that we have in there for pedestrians, because we'll have to be taking down the posts, etc., to separate. You're going to have a mess in there because, as you notice on that poor diagram there, those three little squares are cars. And you take one or two or three cars sitting in there, and you can't get into that property. And right now, you'll get back up onto Route 1 from people turning into Dollar General. So it's just going to be compounding that whole issue. And so what we're saying here is if that is essentially in there, put in, that would take down that barrier we now have for pedestrians to walk to the beach. And that barrier has been up there, I think, well before they bought the property. I think it must have been there when you bought the property.
And, well, Mr. Reed, hold on just a second, okay? But there's been a plan submitted, and am I understand that's already been approved by planning and zoning?
That's correct.
Okay. So
we were never notified.
Okay, well, hold on. The issue about closing off entrances is not at issue, is it, for the board?
Scallo? It's already been approved by the commission, correct?
I don't think there ever was an entrance from Route 1.
No, I'm saying
there's
plan was approved by the commission.
Mr. Reardon, the only issue is they have a request to basically eliminate a 20-foot landscape buffer and to utilize that for parking.
Correct.
But the whole layout of the building and the landscape around it has already been approved by planning and zoning, and this board didn't have anything to do with that.
Well, there's two questions there. We were never notified of that.
Okay, let me go back and address that because you mentioned that earlier. Notification, by law, the county is required to post property and publish. There's no requirement that individual property owners get required or specific notice. As a policy, the county attempts to notify property owners within 200 feet of any site. But again, what you're addressing, I think, are issues which planning and zoning had taken up some time ago. I don't know when, but the fact that this this plot has actually been approved.
When was it approved?
Mrs. Gallo, do you know when this has been approved?
I may have a letter.
Okay.
it was at least by May of 2002. May 2 of 2007, I think, was the date.
May the 2nd, 2007.
This past May?
Yes, sir.
No, we did not know anything about it, and I don't know what recourse is. That Bridge Road is a private road, owned and maintained by Middlesex Beach. I don't know how they could go ahead and approve
it. All I'm trying to do is focus your attention on what the issues are actually before the board tonight, and that is simply the 20-foot landscape buffer that the applicant has requested to utilize for parking. And that's really the only thing.
We would be in opposition to that, because then they need that area for parking for the size building they're talking about putting up. And the size building is essentially going to be predicated on entrance to that Ridge Road. Now, the old Fishbones restaurant that was there before had, and you go down there, and I think it probably shows up on your plan you had there, had access. Anybody been to the old Fishbones when it was there? Mm-hmm. You drove right in off Route 1 and drove off. There was a little landscape buffer between the in and out.
We have that.
You have that. So that's been there for, 50 years, 40 years, when English's was there before? So there always has been access from Route 1. And since before Gallo's purchased that property, because when Burbridge's owned it before, we had that walkway in there. So I think what our position still remains, that we're opposing this variance, because if they allow that variance, and they can park there. If they can put parking in there, then they can have a building this size on that property. So I don't think that changes this one way or another. Now, I do have considerable concern that we were never notified past May that this hearing, of a hearing by the Planning and Zoning, to issue this for our chance to talk about this particular issue. As I said before, these are, private roads. We maintain those roads, both Beach Plum, Bridge, Addy, Arrett, all those are private roads.
I think Mr. Burrow has told you, the same way with the commission, that we advertise in the paper exactly when the...
Why was a notice sent out on this hearing to individual residents?
You don't have to do that.
I didn't say you didn't have to do it. I said, why was that done?
Why wasn't it? As far as I can see, it was.
No, I'm saying, is that kind of your standard practice?
Feet, or? Is that 200 feet? Are you within 200 feet of
it? We own the property surrounding that.
Is it within 200 feet, though?
It's within, right next to it. We're butt up to their property.
Right next to the property?
Yeah, we butt up to their property.
You should have gotten a notification.
You never received a notification on it.
Well, I know that it's been sent out in the paper. I'm not going to argue that.
Well, I don't either. I don't know what your procedures are in the county. If you do...
That's what we do. We do do that.
You do send it out to... And that's the standard procedure.
That's standard procedure. And then we post the property. And then we have that...
And I don't think there was ever a sign put on that property saying it was going through zoning.
Yes, sir. Well, we have the affidavit here signed by...
It didn't have to go through zoning. Okay. Well, the only thing I'm saying is I think maybe I'll talk to the other people, but I think we are still opposed to that variance.
That's the issue here.
And I think that we're definitely opposed to also because of the size. I think it would have been better for the Gallows to come and work with Middlesex Beach on a plan that would meet both needs of them, as well as providing for the safety of our community. But safety is a very important issue. And I can tell you personally it's a very important issue, because I have 8 grandkids that walk along that road to the beach. Okay. And I also bike that road to the beach. So it's going to be, very difficult situation for us to not even know about the zoning, and also to hear about it in this fair. Okay, thank you.
Hey, sir. Next, please.
I think that Joe Reardon already spoke for all of us.
Okay, ma'am.
That's good.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, Mr. Reardon had spoke for all of them.
May I just ask, do your plans, David Taylor, show where the new entrance and exit for that property would be in the event that it was closed off to Route 1? because there, I mean, there's a clearly marked pedestrian crossway with pylons, and you know, it's the only thing that separates from disasters along the side of that road.
Here's I think I can figure out where things stand. This is a letter to the applicant from Planning and Zoning. It was dated May 2, and it says that on April 19, the commission granted preliminary site approval with a couple of conditions. Now, before it gets final site approval, it has to go through a number of state agencies, fire marshal, things of that nature, including DLDOT. So the entrance, wherever the entrance is going to be, has not yet been determined between the applicant and DLDOT, and then that goes back to Planning and Zoning for final review. Okay.
For final review?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that an open meeting? Is that notice given?
It should. All the meetings are open meetings.
Yeah.
You can contact the office and they can tell you when that'll be.
So at this time, there's no established entrance and exit for that property?
No.
Period. That's what it looks like at this point.
Just a preliminary right now.
And the preliminary one is indicated as to where on your information.
And one of the reasons they could not get final approval was because of the application here tonight, because they wanted to utilize the buffer area for parking. So that was one of a couple things that had to be resolved. And then it still has to go through DLDOT, Fire Marshal, Sussex Conservation, which is stormwater management, and then the engineering department for sewer lines and hookups. So it has a ways to go.
Go ahead.
So, but at the risk of being redundant, and please forgive me, do you have any sense of where the proposed entrance would be for that property and exit?
I don't see a proposed entrance on here.
No.
Okay. And again, our goal isn't to make it hard for that to be a successful location. Our goal is to just have it be safe for the primarily residential location that does involve people that for years have been enjoying the beach and going back and forth. The majority of the community uses that. Is the only actual entrance to the ocean side is the Bridge Road entrance, where you can walk and bike and that type of thing. So if there's a way that they can successfully use the property and meet our safety expectations, that'd be great. But we're not seeing that right now.
And
so
your arguments vis-a-vis entrances and exits should be taken up with the Planning and Zoning Commission prior to or at the time of when it comes up for a final site plan approval.
Okay. Right now, the plan that I saw, maybe I'm wrong, showing for the entrances, two entrances being on Bridge Road. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's what it shows here.
That shows two entrances on Bridge Road.
Yes.
And two entrances and exits on Bridge Road into that property.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's enough on the entrances then.
Pardon?
I said that.
Clarify something if I could.
Sure.
Number one, there was no zoning issues. When you go before planning and zoning and you have commercial zoning or whatever, all you're asking for is to build something on the property that conforms with the zoning. So that's why no one is notified of that, because we weren't asking for anything. The only reason we're here tonight is the variance for the
parking spaces.
Parking and the landscaping buffer, sorry.
Right, and side yard.
But,
okay.
You know, there was no reason to notify anyone because they weren't looking for anything.
Well, they have
special
to
there.
You have to come here first to get the buffer zone issue.
Right, but I mean, the first meeting, they said they weren't notified for the planning and zoning, and they wouldn't be because we weren't asking for any zoning changes at that point. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, just to add to the objections, I have emails here from 14 objections, various objections, and most of them are to the addressing the entrance from Bridge Street, entrance and exit in Bridge Street.
That's 45 in opposition. Okay. All right. Chair hearing no other opposition, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we table 9876 till our next regular meeting to give us a little more time to study this thing.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we'll table case number 9876 until our next regular meeting, which will be on the 16th of this month. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case is tabled.